Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Good, Good Pig, The Extraordinary Life of Christopher Hogwood, by Cy Montgomery. Narrated by Exie Sands. Chapter 1. Runthood. Christopher Hogwood came home on my lap in a shoebox. On a rain-drenched April evening, so cold the frogs were silent, so gray we could hardly see our barn, my husband drove our rusting Subaru over mud roads sodden with melted snow, pig manure caked on our boots. The smell of a sick animal hung heavy in our clothes. It did not seem an auspicious time to make the life-changing choice of adopting a pig. That whole spring, in fact, had been terrible. My father, an army general, a hero I so adored that I had confessed in Sunday school that I loved him more than Jesus, was dying, painfully, gruesomely, of lung cancer. He had survived the Bataan Death March. He had survived 3 years of Japanese prison camps. In the last months of my father's life, my glamorous, slender mother, still as crazy about him as the day they'd met 40 years before, resisted getting a chairlift, a wheelchair, a hospice nurse. She believed he could survive anything. But he could not survive this. The only child, I had flown back and forth from New Hampshire to Virginia to be with my parents whenever I could. I would return to New Hampshire from these wrenching trips to try to finish my first book, a tribute to my heroines, primatologist Jane Goodall, Diane Fossey, and Burute Galdikas. The research had been challenging. I had been charged by an angry silverback gorilla in Zaire, stood up by Jane Goodall in Tanzania, undressed by an orangutan in Borneo, and accosted for money by a gun-toting guard 10,000 feet up the side of a volcano in Rwanda. Now I was on a tight deadline, and the words wouldn't come. My husband, who writes on America.